Deborah. Hallelujah. Before we get started, and Patty, I concur with Deborah. Thank you for being obedient that way. I mean, you always are. You really true. You may not think you are, but you really are. You're always obedient to the Holy Spirit, to God, how He leads you. And I'm thankful for that. So thank you for that. And while you were doing that, I honestly felt led that we need to turn our hands towards our pastors and pray over our pastors. So I'm going to start off the message by praying over our pastors. So will you please point your hands toward our pastors, and you at home, just bow your heads and just lift your hands up as we lift up our pastors. Father God, I just thank you right now, Lord. I thank you for the anointing that's upon our pastors. Deborah, will you go to their feet? Patty, will you go to their feet? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that they are blessed to be a blessing. I thank you, Father God, that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. I thank you, Father God. Your word says that the Lord is their shepherd, and they shall not want. So if there are no wants, Father God, all of their needs are met. And I thank you are their shepherd. So they have no wants. They do not follow the voice of a stranger. They know your voice, and your voice is the voice that they will follow. They are led by you. Their steps are ordered by you. I just thank you, Father God. Their house is blessed. Their pets are blessed. And I just thank you, Father God. Their vehicles, hallelujah, your angels are encamped all around and about them, Father God. Their vehicles, their home, their property, Father God. And I just thank you. Your angels are encamped. No weapon that is formed against our pastor shall prosper. They are blessed. They are blessed in the city. They are blessed in the field. They are blessed going in, and they are blessed coming out. And I just thank you, Father God, and we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory right now for our pastors in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all do this week in and week out. Week in and week out. Preparing yourself to give the word that God has for your sheep.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you. This is work. This is work. This is work. Thank you. Get ready. Get ready. It's been a long time since a vacation. Get ready. It's needed. It's been a long time. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. If you need new luggage, you better go buy it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you. Devil, you a liar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just gave you a double black eye and a kick in the gut, and we just praise our Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over tonight's service, Father God. Come on in. Have your way. Have your way in this place tonight. I bind every scheme, attack, and assignment that the enemy has sent to come against this service and your people, Father God. And I loose your peace, and I loose your power, and I loose your anointing, Father God. Hallelujah. Have your way in this place. All of you, Father, and none of me. Fill me. Speak through me. Use me, Father God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, the title of the message, as Deborah stated, is presenting your seed to God, what's right and not what's left. We have a tendency of presenting to God what's left instead of what's right. We want to do everything else and then give God a little sum. That's not how it works. That is not how it works. And the book that my message is based on tonight is by Brian Cluth, A 40-Day Spiritual Journey to a Generous Life. It's the name of the book. So when I speak of Brian Cluth, this is the book that I'm referencing. The first scripture which this scripture really should be a daily confession for us when I read this. Psalms 119, verses 33-38. I'm reading from the Living Bible as well as the Message, okay? The Living Bible. Just tell me what to do, and I will do it, Lord. As long as I live, I'll wholeheartedly obey. Make me walk along the right paths, for I know how delightful they really are. Help me to prefer obedience to making money. Turn me away from wanting any other plan than yours. Revive my heart towards you. Reassure me that your promises are for me, for I trust and revere you. Message version. God, teach me lessons for living so I can stay on the course. Give me insight so I can do what you tell me my whole life long. Obedient response. Guide me down the road of your commandments. I love traveling this freeway. Give me an appetite for your words of wisdom and not for piling up loot. Divert my eyes from the toys and the trinkets. Invigorate me on the pilgrim way. Affirm your promises to me, promises made to all who fear you. Glory to God. That is a powerful scripture. It's a daily confession, and it applies to life in general. But today, we're talking about giving. But it talks about teach me lessons for living. And God has given us a book of lessons called the Bible. He gave us lessons regarding tithing and offering, such as the one that we're all familiar with in Malachi 3:10 through 12. I'm going to read that one as well as Proverbs 3 and 9, as well as Deuteronomy 14, 23. Starting off with Malachi 3, verses 10 through 12, I'm going to read that one in two versions, the Living and the Message. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse so that there may be food enough in my temple. If you do, bring all the tithes. If you do, all right, we got that. I will open up the windows of heaven for you and pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Your bank account's going to overflow. Try it. Let me prove to you your crops will be large, for I will guard them from insects and plagues. Your grapes won't shrivel away before they ripen, says the Lord Almighty. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land sparkling with happiness. These are the promises of the Lord Almighty. Glory to God. If that don't get you going, hallelujah, your spirit man just jumping and leaping. Glory to God. In the Message version, bring your full tithe to the temple treasury so there will be ample provisions in my temple. Test me in this and see if I don't open up heaven itself to pour out to you and pour out blessings beyond your wildest dreams. What's some of your wildest dreams concerning the things of God, the things that you want? What's some of the, he said, beyond your wildest dreams. For my part, I will defend you against the pestilence, protect your wheat fields and vegetable gardens against plunders. The message of God of the Angel of Armies, you will be voted the happiest nation. You'll experience what it's like to be a country of grace. God of the Angel of Armies says so.
Amen.
Glory to God. Proverbs 3, 9 through 10. Honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all of your income, and he will fill your barns with wheat and barley and overflow your wine vats with the finest wines. You may not want the wheat and the barley. In today's time, that's money. Clothes, shoes, purses. Hey, right, Tasha? He can overfill them. Your pantries will be filled. You won't want for anything. That's what he's talking about. Deuteronomy 14:23. Bring this tithe to eat before the Lord your God at the place he shall choose as his sanctuary. Okay, we're going to start right there. You can't go to any church. You have to go where God is leading you to sow your seeds, to give your tithes and your offerings. So when you're looking for a church, you need to pray and see where God is leading you to go. And if you're leaving a church, you need to pray and see if that's what God is telling you to do, or you got your feeling, your little feelings hurt, and you need to get over it. Okay, carry on. Back to the message. This applies to your tithes of grain, new wine, olive oil, and the firstborn of your flocks and herds. The purpose of tithing is to teach you to always, to put God first in your lives. That's the purpose of tithing. Not to hurt us, not to harm us, not to take anything away from us, but to teach us to put God first in our lives. Don't give God what's left. Give him what's right. Present to him what's right. He tells us to bring the tithes and offerings, you know, and he tells us to test him. The only place in the Bible that I can find that he says, test me in this. In Brian Clough's book, he talked about that if someone is struggling with this tithes and offering thing, give it a try for 90 days. God says, test him. He says, test him. Try it out. This aligns with his word. Test me. So if you're not a giver, try him. Test God for 90 days with the right heart. With the right heart. It's the heart thing. Try it. Test him for 90 days. You will experience the blessings and the protection of God our Father. Present to God your tithes, your 10% of your income. Tithe is 10% of your income. Any money flowing up in your house, flowing in your bank account, 10%, okay? You will experience God's divine help. Look for things to happen to you, for you and your family. You could be in a store, you've been eyeing something, all of a sudden, because you decided to give God this test, you're going to find whatever you want on sale.
That's right.
That's just how he operates. That's what he does. Some extra checks in the mail from 5 years ago that you forgot about, that you overpaid a hospital. I'm just saying. Reduction of a bill. Glory. A bill paid off. Isn't that some of the things that we talk about? That we speak over? Bills paid off. Bills reduced. That's how our God operates, y'all. When we give him what is right, and not what is left, with the great attitude, giving cheerfully.
Amen.
Not looking like the Grinch when you're giving. Okay? It's not painful at all. It really isn't. Amen. Glory to God. Also in his book, he stated this to Christians. Always make it a priority to faithfully support the work of your local church first. Then give special gifts and offerings to other Christian causes, projects, missions, or the needy as God leads you. So, Oasis, if you are a member of this body, Oasis Christian Center, under the leadership of Pastor Rock and Sharon Edmonds, our tithes comes here first. Our tithe come here. That 10% comes here. It doesn't go somewhere else. We can learn from other folks. I watch other people. I'm sure we all do. We watch and we listen to other folks. But your tithe, it comes here. Your tithe stops here. If you call this place your home, your church where you are being fed, your tithe stops here. Your tithe goes here. Then if you want to get some offerings to other ministries or what have you, hey, by all means, do it. But your tithe, our tithe, comes to Oasis. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. This word, you call this your home, your tithe comes here. Don't take that tithe anywhere else, because it won't be blessed, I tell you that much. It won't be. It will not be blessed. Glory to God. Okay. You know, a few years ago, I remember as I was studying this and writing it out, I remember some time ago, it may have been 10 years ago or so, I don't remember, but someone came to me wanting to borrow some money. I said, well, you'll let me see, let me, you know, give my tithes and stuff like that, and then I'll see what I can do for you. They actually said to me, had the audacity to fix their mouth and say to me, well, you could just give me your tithes since you're giving to the needy. I said, you a fool. I said it before I realized it, but God calls us fools. The rock, oh, that's a fool, okay? I said, you a fool. No, I said, I'm sorry. Well, it's just like giving to the church, just like giving to the needy. I said, you ain't God. No, I'm sorry. I said, I will see what I can do after I do what I need to do. In my most southern accent, bless their heart. That's wrong. So if you're taking your tithes, giving it to someone, paying a bill or whatever the case may be, it's wrong. Have we all done it? To know better is to do better. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Don't touch that accursed thing, because that's what it is. God killed a whole lot of people about that. When they touched that accursed thing, the children, everybody threw them all in. All of them. Mama, daddy, baby, everybody. Grandmama and them. All of them. Everybody. They all went in there. Don't touch that. It's not blessed. In all seriousness, it's not blessed. This is our church. This is our home. This is my church. This is my church home. Those are my pastors. This is where my tithe comes. Offerings, Jesse and I may give some other ministry, but our tithe comes here. Yes. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to get off that. Also, you know, as parents and grandparents, some of us, we need to give our children a good start. Start them young, teaching them about tithes and offerings. Teach them to be faithful and a generous giver. As the scripture states in Proverbs 22:6, and we've heard this so many times, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Sometimes we mix those two up. We mix that up, and I've heard people say, it would not depart from him. That ain't Bible. That ain't what it says. He, us, the child, will not depart from it, the word. Not the other way around, because the word doesn't necessarily depart from us. We leave the word. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that we were all in agreement right there. Okay. Let them see you writing out that check. Let them see you going online or to the app doing your tithes and your. Let them see whatever method you decide to use. Explain to them how tithing has blessed you. Explain to them that what God has done for you because you are being obedient. It's not about the money. It's about being obedient. Right. It's not about the money. It's about being obedient. So explain to them, because I'm obedient to God in my tithes and my offerings, this is what he did. This is what he did. When this happened, this is what he did. And as they get older, explain things. You know, do you remember when you were eating and me and daddy wasn't eating? God supplied the food for y'all. Me and daddy wanted to make sure y'all ate first and then we ate. Do you remember that? Oh, I thought y'all was just fasting. Mm-mm. I'm just saying, talk to them, tell them. Children need to know. They need to know how good God is. They need, that is obedience. And he also, Brian Clough, stated in his book regarding our children, giving a child money to put in the offering plate does not produce a generous adult. I'm guilty. If you want to produce a generous adult, you must train a child to tithe from any money he or she receives from family, friends, or work projects. If you give your child, you know, an allowance, they need to know to tithe off of that. They need to learn that. If grandmama give them some money, they need to know to tithe off of that. If papa give them some money, they need to know to tithe off of that. They need to know. It should be the first thing that pops in their head. Drill it into them. Drill it into them. They automatically know, okay, papa gave me $20. How much do I give God in tithes? I'm so glad you asked. Let's go figure that out. That's how it should be. That's how you produce a generous adult. This child will grow up to honor God. If we're just giving them money to put in the offering plate, they don't know that they have to give their money. They see mom and daddy or grandmama pulling money out of their purse, their wallet, giving it to them. They won't learn they need to give their money. They need to tithe off their money. So we need to train them up. We need to train them up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all still with me?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In Psalm 78:4-7, God tells us to talk to the next generation about him.
Uh-huh.
It states, I will reveal these truths to you so that you can describe these glorious deeds of Jehovah to your children and tell them about the mighty miracles he did. For he gave his laws to Israel and commanded our fathers to teach them to their children so that they in turn could teach their children too. Thus his laws passed down from generation to generation. In this way, each generation has been able to obey his laws and set his hopes anew on God and not forget his glorious miracles. We've lost that. We've lost that. Somewhere along the line, we've lost that. Telling our children from generation to generation about the goodness of God. We've lost that. We've lost that. Tell our children how tithing and giving offerings, being a generous giver has blessed us, how what God has done for us. Talk to our children. Talk to them. God is the provider. He's the source of every good thing in our lives. Every good thing in our lives. Every good thing in our lives. God is the provider, and he's the source. James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Monica gave me this scripture on a little plaque when I was pregnant with Jessica. It was a baby shower gift. I still have that, and it still hangs on her bedroom door. Every good and perfect gift is from above. It comes from God. It comes from God. Proverbs 8:18-21. God says, unending riches, honor, justice, and righteousness are mine to distribute. Glory. My gifts are better than the purest gold or sterling silver. Those who love and follow me are indeed wealthy. I fill their treasures. When you want God to fill your bank account, to fill your pantry, to fill your closet, because if God is filling these things, it's not going to wear out. If we allow God to do that, but we've got to do our part first, bring our tithes. Then, if we do that, then he's going to open up the windows of heaven. He's going to rebuke the devourer for our sake. Isaiah 26:12. All that we have accomplished, you, O Lord, have done for us. All that we have accomplished, you, O Lord, has done for us. I thank God. And I wasn't going to talk about this, but I feel the Holy Spirit is nudging me to talk about it. You know, that little nudge, you know, he does. But praise God. I got a promotion last October. And I thank God for it. I know it's God. Because I ain't qualified. In my own right. Yes, I got experience. Don't get me wrong. But it's God. And I know it's God. I'm a giver. I'm a praiser. I'm grateful. and I'm thankful, and I do people right. I do my best to do people right. I ain't perfect. God knows our heart, and God's timing is always right. His timing is perfect, and this was the perfect season for me to be in this leadership position now. The perfect season. I don't have to worry about little children at home, you know, trying to hurry and get out from work to run to a basketball game or somebody's dance competition. And because this requires more of my time. Everything happens in a season. And I praise God for this season that I'm in and the blessings that He has given me. And trust, glory to God, it is truly a blessing, okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You, O Lord. Hallelujah. These are the benefits of tithing. God is the provider of all things good. Presenting your right gift to Him and not what is left. God knows. And Brian Clough also states in his book, the Lord watches over your giving. Whoo! Wow. So He is looking at us, contemplating what we need to give. Okay, and it got quiet in this church. He's looking when we're contemplating it.
That's right.
Give what is right, not what is left or just something. Keep your money. If you're not going to do it right, keep your money. Because it's not going to be blessed. But then you won't have the protection. You won't have it. You won't have the windows of heaven opened up where He's poured out a blessing where you don't have room enough to contain it. Glory to God. Mark 12, 41 through 44. This is the Living Bible. I have two versions. Do the Message version as well. Then He went over to the collection boxes in the temple and sat and watched as the crowds dropped in their money. We're talking about Jesus. Some were rich, put in large amounts. Then a poor widow came and dropped in two pennies. He called His disciples to Him and remarked, that poor widow has given more than all these rich men put together. For they gave a little of their extra fat while she gave up her last penny. They were given what was left and not what was right. The Message version. Sitting across from the offering box, He was observing how the crowd tossed money into the collection plate. Many of the rich were making large contributions. One poor widow came up and put two small coins, a measly 2 cents. Jesus called His disciples over and said, the truth is that this poor widow gave more to the collection than all the others put together. All the others gave what they'll never miss. She gave extravagantly what she couldn't afford. She gave it all. Jesus watching. God's watching what we do when we're giving our tithes and our offerings. He's watching. He's watching. He's watching. So don't think that. Stop looking at the dollar amount.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, well, my tithes ain't but X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3. But what's your heart like? What's your heart like? It ain't, that ain't proper English, but that's okay. It ain't about the money. It ain't about the amount. It's a heart thing. It's about being obedient to what our Father has asked us to do. And He's asked us to do this, and He's told us all of the benefits of doing it. What He will do if we do what we're supposed to do. It ain't about the money, y'all. It's about a heart. It's about being obedient. Are we giving what we'll never miss? Are we giving what is left after we've paid the bills, went shopping, instead of presenting to God what is right? Think about it. We should ask ourselves these questions and make sure our heart is right. present to God cheerfully. Brian Kluth also mentioned in his book, your bank and credit card statements are theological documents. Let me repeat that. Your bank and credit card statements are theological documents. They tell who and what you worship. What we worship. Ouch. Ouch. I need a Band-Aid. Ouch. God has blessed us with many things. Homes, clothes, vehicles, great jobs, businesses. We should not be prideful about those things, and we shouldn't let those things be who we are. Those things don't make us who we are. It really, truly don't. It's a hard thing. It doesn't make us who we are. And again, Brian Kluth stated in his book, you cannot serve God and money, but you must learn to serve God with money. You cannot serve God and money, but we must learn to serve God with money. Two different things, big difference between the two. He also was stated that many people have getting goals, but very few people have giving goals. Yeah. What are your giving goals? Everybody out there, I gotta get that hustle. I gotta make that money. Gotta make it rain. Gotta fill up the bank account. Okay, that's your getting goals. What about your giving goals? What are our giving goals? Let's set some giving goals. Let's do that. And just watch God. The way we use the money God has given to us tells a story of what we think about our God. Are we presenting to him what is left or what is right according to the lessons that he has outlined for us? Even in times of lack, or what we may consider lack, we should still give. This is the key to getting out of that season, out of that situation. God will see our faithfulness and he will see our heart. When we are a consistent tither and giver, this is when you can go boldly to the throne of grace, asking God and reminding him what he has said in his word. Lord, I'm a tither. This washing machine is about to go out. You know what's in my bank account. Let me remind you, let me show you my statements of what I have given, my tithes and my offerings. I need this washer fixed. You need to fix it miraculously, or you need to buy me another one. Go boldly to the throne of grace. But we can do that. Our little children, our granddaughter, for instance, Ava, whoo, she loves shopping, okay? She's four. Carla knows she loves shopping. We don't buy her toys. We just give her gift cards at four so she can go shopping for clothes. Okay, Jesse and I, we were in Old Navy Friday night. Andre FaceTimed us. Ava, I guess she saw clothes in the background. Pawpaw, where are y'all? We're at Old Navy. Oh, will you buy me a dress? Boldly. I'm just saying. She came boldly to her pawpaw. And then Sunday, they were passing by as we were coming in, and as I was walking in, Andre called me, and he said, Ava said, we need to go by Mimi's and Pawpaw house because they got my dress. I'm just saying, but we need to be like that with God. Well, Lord, I'm going to the Home Depot to pick up my washer, so I expect, you know, you're going to make this happen, right? And I'm being funny, but y'all, you get what I'm saying. We can go boldly to the throne of grace and remind God of his word. Remind him of his word. When you know you have been presenting the right way, the right gift to God, and a need comes up, put God in remembrance of his word. And I'm going to end this by saying, we need to make sure we are presenting to God what is right and not what is left. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.